Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And it's time now for our Life in 5 interview. What's it all about? Well, we just chat to ordinary people and they talk to us about their life, at the ups and downs, and they talk a little bit about their faith and where that comes into their life. And they do it by answering 5 questions from a list, and they decide which ones they want out of a longer list. So it's a great way to just kind of get to know people better. And our Life in 5, this was Studio Now, Dirk. Great to have you on Spirit Radio. Yeah,
good morning.
Well, before we get to the questions you've chosen, tell us a little bit about yourself, Dirk.
Yeah, so I'm married with 4 kids. I'm of Dutch descent, hence the Van der Fleer name. And I'm in a gym business, and general business, but gym business in particular.
So you know a lot about looking after your physical health, but we might be talking about the spiritual side of things as well today.
Yeah.
We'll start off with your first question. Tell us a little bit about your favourite Bible verse and why.
Yeah, so I love this. I often wonder, you know, what would God want me to do? And so you lots of different ideas. And then this scripture is so simple because it just says, what does God require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly? And I kind of, you can get very fancy about what Christianity is about and stuff like that, but that is basically, it's very simple. And I had a friend who said to me, you know, Dirk, when you get involved in all these other God, it's like walking in the sand, but when you're walking in the do justly, love mercy, walk humbly bit, it's like walking on the hard ground. It's good ground. And it's good values to run your life by.
How do you kind of keep that at the fore then? Because I find when life is kind of hectic, and I'm sure running a business, it's very hectic, and with 4 kids, Dirk, how do you kind of keep that at the centre of your just everyday life?
So I'd look at the thing with the doing, like, you just try to have the value system of whatever you're doing. So with the, in business, you got options. You can be sometimes really hard on someone, and actually it's right to be merciful, because like justice, like truth, and like real truth and mercy, like kiss when you get justice, you know. So and that's good business, that's good life, because Christianity is about people, it's about all of those things. And so for myself, by starting, I don't always do this, and I don't want to sound like I'm a great guy at doing this, but if I can start my day on my green couch, I'd feed my hens, feed my dogs, and I go sit in the couch with a coffee and try to center myself for the day and think, okay, what's the day going to look like? And then you'd have a situation where you'd come out of a meeting, or you'd come out of a conversation, and you'd feel bad, or you'd feel that didn't really go right. And then you'd say, okay, so if I put my rule of justice and mercy, and was I humble, was I arrogant, you know, and they're a good value thing, and then you can respond to that.
So it's being reflective as well as everything else, which sometimes we don't
God,
give ourselves time to do.
Yeah, so what's God saying? And there's times then that you'd have a quieter time during the day, and you'd end up, you know, I gave out to one of my managers about something recently, and at the end of the day I just thought, you know, I didn't leave that person well. And I rang back and I said, you know, listen, it was just the performance thing. It wasn't all the other stuff that. And she was having a tough time. So that's the bit of. So I look at Christianity and 10 to 20% of what we see, read or hear, we remember. You know, that's all we remember. So a lot of the time we spend talking about all that stuff, whereas 80% of what we experience, we remember.
It's about doing. I have a feeling that you've started off in your first answer to the first question, giving us a little bit of a hint. And I think the second question, it would be great because it'll probably continue on the theme, which is how God helps you in your work.
Yeah, so we have got a bit into that. And so modern day, so when I am 55, when I came out of college, they were starting to talk about leadership styles other than just telling you what you did.
We moved away from the kind of authoritarian
leadership.
Yeah,
we have, right? Yeah. And so then we're talking about servant leadership. And when you look at servant leadership, it's a little bit like a parent with some more adulty 18, 16 plus children. Like, you sort of have some leadership but control in some ways, but some not. And servant leadership is how Jesus led. And so he's the model, the first. Like, I was quite surprised. I was at a conference recently and the speaker, very well, very learned guy, and he said, well, the first person who modeled servant leadership was Jesus. And so how do you do that? How do you motivate people with other than just money or and greed, but other aspects to how they live and so that's where Christianity, and if you're Christianity is about people, so if we're thinking about people, we've got a great advantage.
Is that hard, Dirk, in a world where sadly that heart that you have and that humility that you have had, even just giving the examples of being able to go back to one of your staff and say that came out wrong, and that's not easy to do, but even that idea of servant leadership in a kind of capitalist world, that idea probably isn't used enough. Is it difficult then when you feel like you're kind of like a lone ranger in that style?
Well, I don't, and humility is very good when you've failed a number of times. So humility is probably like, so because I don't have a great, I have failed. And when I was a younger man, I was very arrogant and I was very all about myself. And so, you know, Christianity brings that encounter with God, helps to see a different focus, helps to see, gosh, okay. So like I play golf, you know, and I get very disappointed at the result of the golf. And I had to create new rules for the golf. You know, God loves me no matter what the score. You know, God loves the people I play with, and I love me no matter what the score. Do you know? And it's the same in business. You've got to understand that the people you're with, you know, God loves them too. And if that's an awakening moment, you know, to me, that's what Christianity mm-hmm. is about. It's not about, you know, heaven or different theological things. It's about that.
It's about people, as you say. Okay, the third question is, a time you heard something clear from God.
Yeah, so I when I was 25, I had quite an encounter with God in the context that I'd had a number of things not go well with me. And I was an arrogant, and it was all about me, and I was a bit of these rugby dudes, and I clearly felt God tell me, listen, if you want what you dream about in life, and you want to have that lovely wife, and you want to have a nice job, and all those different things, you're just going to have to put me first. And that was a real battle for me, because in my context, I thought putting God first meant to become a priest or you know,
giving up things.
So I looked at it as that, at that, and so it was a big thing for me to say, okay, I'll put you first. Like I really struggled with it. I cried in giving up on that bit, but it had a huge change in my life. Like I God did quite a things that I would have struggled with. Forgiveness and stuff just lifted up. Like I've struggled to forgive once, but there was issues then that was amazing change. So just that one thing of, and I clearly knew that was what God was saying to me.
If you were looking back now, Dirk, and looking at your 25-year-old self who was worried about, well, what happens next now that I'm putting God first, would you have imagined the dreams that God had for you and the things that he has given you?
Not a chance. I do pinch myself and wonder about that, and then you wonder about the things that you would have wrestled with and struggled to. So, just that, and it's I had a lovely lady friend of my mum's who used to say God works everything out, and it used to absolutely so annoy me. But actually, you know, if you do pursue and, you know, pursue God, love God, like bad things happen and bad things have happened. So I've had good and bad times. So it's not always been lovely, but it's lovely to have God with you in all of that.
Oh, what a lovely way of putting it. Question number four, where do you see God just in your everyday life?
So I love looking at nature. So I see God in nature, the beauty of nature. I just find it fascinating. I get great peace in nature. And I used to coach my kids, my boys in rugby, and I love, I see God in this this Saturday morning scene where you see this 40, 50 year old guy walking out with his little son, and the guy's got his kit on, so he's kind of living a sort of a dream with his little, you know, he's got the proper kit on, and the kid is running around with his kit, and you think, okay, God, you know, that is just amazing. You made that, and I just find that, I just love seeing that, and you go, I like people watching. You see, you know, dads out with their daughters.
There's beautiful moments,
and you think, well, actually, God, you made that, you know, because it wouldn't happen otherwise.
Yeah, I think one of the first things that my husband bought my little son before he was even 6 months old was a little Leinster outfit, yeah, which he loves putting on him. Your final question today, your final Life in Five question. What one luxury would you find it hard to live without?
Yeah, so I'm dyslexic, so I love the spell check and the interpretive text. I just find it ingenious that there's someone sitting in a computer waiting to see what I might put in. I'd be totally lost without it. I have to confess they could improve, because I'm so bad that sometimes it doesn't even come up in that. I have to ask someone and a colleague, you know, how'd you spell this? So that and a coffee machine, I think, would be hard work too.
I'm the same. I'm with you there. If you've just joined me, I've been chatting to our Life in Five guest, Dirk Vandervleer. Thank you so much for being our Life in Five guest. It's been a pleasure to have you with us on Spirit Radio
this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.